Brother on Serio. This is Jeff from Trinity Reformed Baptist Church. I want to say that your faith, your strength, your boldness and courage is a tremendous encouragement, I know, to myself and everyone else that is here with me. Almighty God, I come before you on behalf of our dear brother Onserio. I pray, Lord, that you would answer our prayers again on his behalf. Lord, you did spare his life in an answer to our prayers before. And I pray, Lord, that as he struggles with this pain and ongoing complications since this evil attack or attempt on his life, Lord, I pray that you will heal him and raise him up, strengthen him and help him, Lord, to continue to do these mighty works that he does in a very difficult and dangerous place. Pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
This is Siobhan. Onserio, Rose, please continue to be strong, guys. And be aware that there are people out there that really do pray for you. And we love to hear from you guys. Thank you for all of the work that you're doing out there. You're doing so much more than we could ever do. Dear Lord, thank you so much for sending this family to everyone there. These people that are giving so much of themselves, Lord, even to the point of health. Please continue to bless them, Lord, and use them. And keep them going and sustain them, Lord. Thank you for so much that you do. Please help Rose as she ministers to her father-in-law and her husband and even her children, Lord. Keep her strong. Give her the strength, Lord, to do everything that she needs to do as a wife and mother. Please help Onserio and help men in the church to come up, Lord, so that they can help minister to him as well. Thank you for all of your many blessings to us, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Annalise, and we're all praying for you here in America. Dear God, please help Onserio and his wife Rose and all the orphans there for all of them to stay strong and to keep continuing what they do in Africa. They bless so many people there. And I know they touch everybody's heart here in America. Amen.
Dearest Pastor Onserio, my beloved brother in Christ, this is Brother Mike here in Topeka, Kansas. Dear brother, I thank you for your steadfastness in the work of the gospel for Christ our Lord and King. Dear Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this dedicated servant there in a terrible wasteland of humanity that seeks to destroy one another. Father, I pray that you would keep Pastor Onserio and Pastor Ambassa and those that labor with him from the extreme terrorists that are in that part of the world. Father, not only terrorists like Boko Haram, but Father, even the terrorists, the false brethren that seek after a strange God that have infiltrated their midst. Father, I pray that you would watch over this dear brother. And Father, that if it would be thy will, that you would heal his body and make him a living testimony of thy strength and thy power to show the true and the living God to all men there in that part of the world. Father, I also pray for Sister Rose there that labors with him. Father, I thank you for her care of the orphans. And Father, I thank you for their testimony, not only to their people in their part of the world, but their testimony unto us. And I pray for Pastor Ambassa as well, for his eyesight. Father, I pray if it be thy will that you would give him some of his sight back where he may continue to serve you, along with Pastor Anserio there in Kenya. Pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Precious Brother Anserio and Sister Rose, this is Amber. I would wish for you to know that we do pray for you and love you. That if you were present here with us now, that we would minister to you in whatever capacity we could. I know every one of us would love to throw an arm over you and hug you and kiss you. Holy Father, we do pray for these brethren. We pray for Brother Anserio. Father, you would grant him the Comforter, that though he has pain in his body, he may have peace in his soul. We pray, Father, that however long the span of service that you have given for him to do for you on this earth, that you would give him grace and strength to do it, that he may minister to others, and if it would be your will to lead them to you, to repentance, that he may bring a very large band of people before you. We pray that you would be with him and uphold him and strengthen him, and that if it would be your will, that you would heal him, or at least provide him some relief, that he may go about your service. We pray, Lord, for his dear wife, Rose, that you would give her strength and solace her heart. For Father, we can only begin to think of the pain that she must be in watching her husband suffer. We pray that you would be with her to uphold and strengthen her, to give her grace and the proper words that she may minister to her husband and be the helpmeet that he needs. We pray for Pastor Ambassa as well, for his eyesight. For Lord, we know he has blessed many. I pray that you would continue to allow him to do your work for however long it is your will. I pray also for the orphans under their care, that the words and the actions that they see in these precious saints of yours may be a witness unto these children and a vindication of these saints to those who would wish to do them harm, that they would see the life these children may live later on to your glory. We pray these things in your name.
Amen. Greetings, Brother Anserio. This is Brother Tuttle speaking. I believe I spoke for the entire congregation as I sent you the email here a couple days ago that we do have concern for you, for your health, your welfare, the difficulties you've been suffering for these many weeks. We do have concern that the Lord would minister to your needs and give you relief from the pains of your body, that he would lead you, Lord, to the doctors that can be able to help you and assist you there in Nairobi. We pray, Lord, that they will take a keen interest in you, that our Lord would guide their hands and their thoughts to help you and to bless you with good medication that would help you to recover. or at least give you relief from these ailments. We do ask that our Lord would just continue to watch over and bless you, your wife Rose, bless the orphans, bless the ministry in the villages that you serve, bless all those who labor in the word. We pray that your will would be to continue to love and serve your God with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul. We know, Lord, that Pastor Onserio's desire, we'd ask, Lord, that you would bless him in this manner and that you'd raise him up to continue to serve thee for many, many, many long years to come. We pray, Lord, that nothing would come into their midst that would cause any distractions any more than has already been caused by this poisoning. We just ask, Lord, that your blessings would rest upon each of these souls, that they might continue to minister to those that love and serve and know thee as their Savior and God, and to walk before thee. We just pray, Lord, that you would have your own will and way in answering all these requests. Lord, we're in agreement in this congregation. Lord says, if two or three of you would agree upon things, that I will do them. So we're resting upon the Lord to answer these requests and prayers that we are making on your behalf. Lord, do bless Pastor Ambassa in his needs, Pastor Onserio in his needs, Pastor Rose and Rosa as they minister to their own families as well as the orphans. And may your word continue to go forth in power to all that they serve. We'd ask these things in our blessed Lord and Savior's name. Amen.
Hello, Pastor Onserio, Sister Rose, Pastor Ambassa, and your wife Rosa, the children, the orphans. Our hearts are continually blessed from week to week when we receive your emails or even have opportunity to chat with you on Facebook. And I know myself the other day, Pastor Onserio, when you and I were chatting on Facebook waiting for Bob to get home from work, and you told me how you were in great pain and difficulty, my heart just broke for you. And I wish there was some way we could just reach out and fix this. But we can't. We're here and you're there. And we know that your medical care in your country is not the best. So the best we can do for you from here is to pray for you, pray earnestly that God would intercede on your behalf and yet grant you good health, that you might continue to minister for him there in your country for as long as possible. And while we're all sitting here this morning, I had another song I wanted to sing for you, but these verses from Psalm 25 came to my mind, and I'd like to sing these for you instead. This is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 4. And this is my prayer for you. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Dear Lord in heaven, we pray for this family, that you would intercede mightily on their behalf and grant Onserio the strength and the health that he needs to continue to minister for you there. We thank you for his dear wife, Rose, and pray that you would give her courage as she faces these dark days and help her as she ministers to the children, even in her husband's absence. Help her to continue on and place her faith in you, knowing that you will not allow these enemies to triumph. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Evelyn. We continue to pray and to think of thee and your work there in Africa. We remember you many times during the day, during the week, and our hearts go out to thee as we think of you having to go through all of this pain and suffering. We ask our Almighty God to have mercy on thee and to just lift thee up according to his will. We pray, Lord, that you would just be with this man as he labors there in Africa and be with him every day. We thank you for his wife and all of her labors there. I know she looks to thee and has much faith. We pray that as she works with the children there each day and the challenges that she must face too, and now with her husband too, and being away, we pray that he would soon be back with them. We ask, Lord, that you would just lift up this couple and bless their work as it goes forth there. We pray also for Mbasa, as he needs much prayer too at this time. We pray that you would lift him up and give him direction, especially in this time now that Onserio is away. We pray that your will would be done and guidance would be given. As you look to the future, that you'll have much faith and much guidance in thee. Lord, we ask all these things in thy name. Amen.
This is Robin. I just wanted to say that our whole church is praying for you. The work that you do over there is very important. The people that you minister to, the orphans that you take care of. And Lord, that we pray that he would help to ease your pain if he cannot cure it, so that you can continue on with the ministry and the great joy that you bring to the people there. Lord, I pray that Rose, Lord, that you give her strength to get through this time and to see what a shining light she has in her husband, who is such a light to so many people there. Lord, just pray that you continue to let him minister to these people, that his pain, if he has to continue in pain, that the pain not be so severe that he cannot keep spreading your word, Lord. I ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Pastor Onserio, Pastor Mbasa, and Sister Rose, you have just heard the pleas and the cries and the prayers of the members of this congregation. we've spent this particular Sunday considering the scriptures and the fact that we are admonished to pray for one another, and knowing that your illness due to the poisoning continues to be a burden upon you, we have chosen to dedicate this particular Sunday on your behalf in these prayers. I gave the congregation words from Philippians chapter 2, and before I close in prayer, and before we also sing to you all the way from America, Philippians 2:25, Paul is writing about a dear brother, which I believe you mirror and you imitate in many ways. Paul writes, "I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants." In verse 25, my dear brother, I see you there in Africa. You are a brother in the Lord. You are a fellow companion working side by side with your father there in Kenya amongst your people. You are a fellow soldier. You are truly a soldier of Christ, a militant soldier, not afraid of men's faces, but more concerned and more afraid of the face of your heavenly Father. You are truly a messenger to your people, and you truly minister to the wants and to the needs of those under your care, especially those orphans. Paul tells us in this same passage that he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that ye had heard that he, Epaphroditus, had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. We are claiming that verse 27, the God of all mercy may be upon you, that the Lord would spare all of us from further sorrow by you being taken out of the way. If that is God's will, we hope and pray that it is God's will that you would continue. You are still a young man, full of energy, full of zeal for the Lord, and yet many years of service before you. So Heavenly Father, we plead on the behalf of our dear brother that you would have great grace and great mercy upon him, that you would use the skills of the doctors, using what medicine, or whether it be your will to touch him by your divine hand and to restore him from his bed of affliction. Heavenly Father, we plead and we cry and we beseech you for your mercy. We call upon the God who is faithful. We call upon a God who delights to hear the tears and the cries and the pleas of his people. We cry unto you, O Lord Jesus, the great physician of soul, mind, and body. You who healed and cast out devils. You who raised the dead. You who made the leper to be clean. You who made the blind to see and the deaf to hear. You who made the lame to walk. We beseech you, dear Son of God, we beseech you that you once walked in a body of flesh, and you know the weakness and the limitations and the pain of being confined to flesh and bone. So Heavenly Father, we plead, we cry unto you. Dear Holy Spirit, you are not limited by land and by ocean. We are. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would send your Spirit to bring comfort, solace, peace, and assurance to your servant there in Africa. Father, we pray that you would raise him from his bed of affliction and show to his enemies that you are the only true and living God, and that you do hear the prayers and the cries of your people, and that, Father, you would show yourself almighty by touching and healing and restoring our dear brother. For we ask this in your blessed name. Amen. Now at this time, Pastor Onserio, Pastor Umbasa, and Sister Rose, I'm going to ask the congregation before we depart to turn to hymn number 675. And this church would like to sing a closing hymn on your behalf. To send you means of encouragement, not only by the spoken word, not only by the word that is prayed, but by the word that is sung. 675, congregation, from our hearts.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. a wonderful Savior to me. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hided my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand. Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burdens away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand, and covers me there with His hand. With numberless blessings each moment He crowns, and filled with a fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, oh glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hided my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand, and covers me there with His hand.
Sing.
When clothed in His brightness, transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows the dry, thirsty land. He hided my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand, and covers me there with His hand.
Brother Anserio, we send this to you with all of our love, with all of our compassion, with all of our deep heartfelt concern. We love you. We appreciate all that we do. We give you double honor for those who truly have labored in the word and minister grace to their people. May these feeble words, these feeble prayers, these feeble voices be sent to heaven on your behalf.
May God restore you to full health. I'm going to ask my dear brother Jeff if he would just be willing to close us in prayer and to ask God's grace for all that we have done, sir.
Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had here together. Thank you for giving us the ability to come before you and to bring these prayers before you on behalf of our dear brother Onserio and on behalf of Ambassa and Rose and all that are there with him. Lord, please hear our prayers that we made here today. And Lord, I pray your blessings upon Pastor Onserio and all that are there that labor with him. Pray it in Christ's name. Amen.